Hey guys, you're watching Bachelor Nation Weekly for the week of November 20th. We've got the latest on Ari's upcoming season. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Oh, I've been shaking.
I
love
it when you go crazy. I just can't not sing this song.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another week of Bachelor Nation Weekly. I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. And to my left, hey guys, happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
So cute! Where can the people find you?
What's up, everybody? You guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's.
Hey guys, it's Renee Ariel, and you can follow me all over social media at Renee Ariel. Welcome to our Friendsgiving with no food.
Yes, Friendsgiving, and this is an empty cup.
With water.
Oh, I have water. No, it's not. News alert. Guys, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You're going away, right?
I am.
Christine's like, no, I'm not doing shit.
Well, no, I was like, let's go this way. Not your business. I am going to visit some family that lives down in San Diego.
Fun.
So I'm going to go there, have a good Persian meal, I hope. It might just be the basic, like, turkey, mashed potatoes, but I'm really hoping there's rice and, like, some sort of kebab.
Okay.
We will find out very soon.
Please keep us updated on that.
Absolutely.
What are you thankful for, Renee? Really,
you know, I'm thankful for you guys, Shirley. Cats and beans, most of all. And, you know, my family, my cats, my other friends that are not here.
You have other friends?
You know,
wow,
I do.
Wow.
Breaking news, you guys. And, you know,
that's our lead tonight. Renee has other friends.
I do. Can we make that the headline of the night? That's and, cool. Yeah, you know, everything, life, my health, everything. What about you, Christine Bean? With three E's?
Oh, well, you know, my three E's will be at my good friend Malik's house. She throws Thanksgiving every year. She's like my LA mom because I'm based in New York. All my family's back there. So we always have Thanksgiving at her house here, me and Dominique.
Okay. So your sister will be there too.
Yeah.
Hey,
we always do our little Friendsgiving at her house.
Yeah. Aww. So our fourth member, Christina, went to surprise her family.
I know.
Oh. Well, they won't.
I know now.
They won't see it. Okay, they know now. I was like, wait, they're probably not watching us if she's not here.
I watched her story. She has it on her Instagram story.
Yeah, so she's surprising her family, which is super cute, which is why she's not here tonight. But, you know, family first. I'm going back to Seattle. I was just there 2 weeks ago. I've never been to Seattle before, and then this month I'm going twice. So I don't really know.
Do we get a why?
So my mom and my stepdad are randomly going to Seattle this year because his family's from there. And so I'll get to see my best friend again, and I'll get to see the moms and my stepdad. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
Because
I didn't want to share my heart. I wanted to give it to you.
Yeah.
Guys, so that was not the one I meant to drop.
That's basically how I feel about it, too.
Not
quite. Jeff, what are you thankful for?
Oh, you guys are nice. I'm thankful for this show. I'm thankful to be producing such a sharp group of gals in the studio. What else?
Oh, stop. I got
engaged this year, so I'm very thankful for my fiance. And I'm excited. We're having an engagement party over Thanksgiving. My mom is throwing us one, and her parents are coming. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm thankful for January. That's coming up soon. What did you guys think? So ABC dropped the trailer for Ari's upcoming season, and it's like one of the first teaser trailers that we get to see. So it's the first time we get to see some of the girls that are in it.
Aside from the ones that Reality Steve kind of teased on his Twitter.
Right.
Yeah. He had a couple pictures from some of their dates, but this is
in a package. Yeah. So if we could get that up, Jeff.
I think we're ready.
Are we ready? Yeah. Yeah, let's watch it.
Are you ready for it? One of the biggest
blindsides in Bachelorette history when she dumped Ari.
I don't know anymore.
January 1st.
Oh my gosh, this is happening.
He's in the driver's seat.
He is such a catch.
He is definitely heavy material.
I am so ready to find love.
Sure, it's been a while.
That was amazing.
But if you ask these girls, he's worth the wait.
He's Mr. Dreamy.
The new season of The Bachelor premieres Monday, January 1st on ABC.
January 1st.
Are they going to be calling it that the entire season? Or the entire month of January?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure anybody who's assigned to write a story on The Bachelor will be calling it that all month long.
Yeah. Happy January.
Whoever came up with that and their, like, marketing strategy was, like, give me a raise. Like,
do you think that's actually the real reason he became the Bachelor? They're like, this pun is like too good.
No, absolutely. Imagine. But actually, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't put it past ABC to do something like that. Okay, so what did you guys think about the promo?
I think that one of the girls on it is one of our own at AfterBuzz TV, Jessica Carroll.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to see how far she goes.
I know.
Hopefully we'll get her to come in here and talk to us about it.
I hope so. Yeah. She'll be here anyway. She might as well come in to our after show.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, though, is, like, the girls seem, I mean, I'm sure they do every season, like, really into The Bachelor, but I guess I was a little surprised to see how excited they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're also like, oh my God, not Peter. We love you.
They're like, wait, I thought Peter was the Bachelor. Yeah. Can I leave?
I can't leave? I'm contracted to be here. Okay. Ari. You know?
Just now they're working on being the next Bachelorette, I think, is what they need to
switch gears. You know?
New goals.
I don't know, but I'm going to give January a fair shot.
January.
I mean, really just bring in the new year in with a bang.
I'm going to give him a fair chance, too.
Yeah.
The dates look fun.
For those who are a little newer to the franchise, like myself, is the general thing like anyone who's not Peter would be getting some pushback, or is it more that Ari specifically is getting some pushback?
I think it's
a little bit
of anyone who's not Peter, for being really honest. Who would we be happy with to be Bachelor right now if it weren't Peter? Dean?
No.
Dean kind of ruined it for himself during Paradise.
By doing Paradise, yeah.
Luke Pell?
I mean, no, well, I wouldn't want that. Luke. I honestly was pushing for them to get someone completely new. So not someone from the franchise at all, but someone that we haven't ever seen before.
Yeah.
Which I would have been happy about because we can start fresh. But
this is the closest they could have come to doing
that, exactly. Doing it. Yeah, because a lot of people don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. So it is fresh for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And going off of that, I saw today, just before we were coming in here, The Bachelor sent out a press release that they're going to do a 1-hour special in December to, it's called The Bachelor Countdown to Ari.
Oh, no.
And and so it's for the first, I think they just need to hype it up a little bit because I don't think a lot of people are super excited about this. It seems like, even just on social media, there's not a whole lot of buzz around Ari. But what they're going to do during this 1 hour is it says it's going to be an intimate behind-the-scenes look at Ari's life, his family, and his love of racing.
So we're getting his hometown now, basically.
Essentially.
What is this, an E! True Hollywood story? Are you kidding me?
And then it looks like they're going to go into his backstory with Emily Maynard. And then also they're going to do they're going to catch up with Bachelor Nation's couples and their latest love story. So they're going to do a little segment on Rachel and Brian, Evan and Carly, and Jade and Tanner, and Sean and Catherine. Looks like they're all going to have all of them on. So,
slightly grateful for the catch up though, because I still have yet to like really familiarize myself with Ari. So, like to learn more about his story, I guess, will be cool. I don't know if it needs to be like a 2-hour thing, but
yeah, maybe just to even learn a little bit more about his personality and stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen pictures, but again, I'm sure he's different than he was when he was on Emily's season.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to play a Bachelor drinking game.
That's true.
You know, it's been some time since the last season of any Bachelor franchise. Like, this is the time to get a bottle of wine, kick back with your friends, and play drinking game every time they make a pun.
Seems like she's not here for the right reasons.
Yeah, Renee is definitely not here for the right reasons. I mean, I'm excited about it. We're 5 weeks out from the season airing, so
I'm pumped. Like, even though I'm not excited for just Ari because I'm not completely sold on him yet, I'm going to live for the drama. I love The Bachelor because I feel like you always get some crazy girls. I will never forget the day I met Lace. Lacey?
Well, there is a Lacey.
Ben's Lace.
Lace.
Yeah. The day I met Lace was a beautiful day.
I want to make sure that Ben doesn't think I'm some crazy girl.
I'm not crazy. I just need one more minute.
TV gold.
So good.
TV gold. I want another Lace. That's all I ask.
Okay. Maybe we will get one.
I'm excited for The Bachelor just because it's my favorite out of the franchises.
Yeah.
Because I like seeing the female contestants, honestly. Because that's where the drama is. You know, like, we get to know them. And then it sets up for The Bachelorette, you know? Like, I feel like it's, like, the catalyst for everything. So I love seeing that.
Yeah, and it's the OG one. So, exactly. I mean, here we are. I'm excited.
I'm pumped.
Bringing in the new year in style with Ari.
January.
Yeah, in January. And then it's my birthday, so everyone just mark your calendars.
Yay! That.
January 9th.
January 9th. January 9th.
Everyone's invited to my January birthday party. Okay, so in other Bachelor news, Nick is going to make his non-reality TV debut on Speechless, and that airs next week?
Yes, next Wednesday.
November 29th. Mm-hmm. It's Speechless, and of course that's on ABC because he's an ABC alum. So, yeah, I'm very curious to see him acting.
You gotta hand it to him. He is riding the fame train all the way through town.
Yes.
Like, he is, like, he, the second you're like, there's no way he can milk this any longer, he does. Now he's on Shameless.
Yeah, that's true. And he's also going to be in some Christmas thing, too. Okay. It says, even though this is his first acting credit, he's also going to be on the ION television film, A Christmas Cruise.
Interesting.
Which
he would.
Which sounds interesting. And I can't wait to see that. So if you can't get enough in Speechless.
Oh, Speechless. I said Shameless, you guys. I'm sorry. I meant Speechless.
Oh, yeah. Speechless. So that it airs Wednesdays at 8:30 starting next week on ABC. So that'll be interesting. We'll have to let each other know what we think about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I just saw in other Bachelor person news, Ben Higgins had a parasite the whole time he was filming his season.
For some reason, I remember hearing about this before.
Her name was Olivia, am I right? I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow, Jeff, coming in hot.
For real.
Shade was thrown.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember if he talked about this on Lauren and Ben's Happily Ever After or what. I remember him mentioning it at one point, though. But in that story, it says he's never talked about it. But I knew about it before. How? Do you guys know? If you know, let me know in the comments or in the chat, because I swear he has said this before.
I hadn't heard of it before reading that article, and it completely shocked me because, I mean, that sounds just so awful and painful and kind of gross. Just reading it back, I'm like, how did you, like, think that was stress-induced for, like, 4 months and then later on figure out, oh, hey, like, I have a legit parasite inside of me. Like, that just blew my mind.
Yeah, and the fact that he wants to go back to Honduras and now that he's gotten it figured out. But, I mean, at least he's speaking about it. I'm glad he got it taken care of.
I was like, wait, what? Like, I was so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad he got it taken care of, but that's still, like, he said the symptoms are swelling, itching, bloating, can cause tissue damage, ulcers, etc. That just sounds so painful. And to be traveling all around the world, like, with all these stomach issues.
And constantly being filmed. Like, not even being able to, like, be alone with your stomach issues. Like, having to come on out and then give roses out to girls.
And then, like, making out with girls and stuff. Whenever
And fantasy suites.
I mean,
yikes.
Imagine. I mean, he said it's had even longer lasting effects of, like, he can't drink beer anymore. Yeah. And I forgot what the other
he can't
side effect it
eat
was.
Eggs.
Can't have eggs. Yeah. So,
he's like, I can't brunch anymore, which is the worst.
That actually was when I felt for him the most. I said, you can't brunch?
That's the main takeaway from this, I think. Yes. Ben Higgins can no longer brunch, you guys. Brunch.
So in the chat, so that is very sad. I'm glad he's okay, obviously.
Yeah.
So people in the chat are talking right now about how disappointing Ari's contestants seem so far based on Reality Steve's things that he's released and also the promo saying that there's very little diversity. Basically all white girls, this is what Ferg says, basically all white girls, disappointed is an understatement. And Shanice says, yeah, Ari's contestants are pretty disappointing.
A bummer.
So yeah,
we took a big leap forward and several steps back.
Yeah.
Bachelor Nation. I mean, I guess we'll see. Do we know? But he's basing it off of, I guess, whatever connection he has.
Right. I guess they have to choose based on, I think they give them a certain type that they have, but you can't make a show out of that. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to see more diversity, obviously.
I would. That's what definitely intrigued me about the last few seasons.
Totally.
The different just range of contestants that we've had. And that's why I was kind of so thrown when they announced Ari being the Bachelor and seeing all these, like, make The Bachelor great again, and like just weird things on social media kind of.
There was pointing, make The Bachelor great again.
That was definitely trending for a little bit, and it just rubbed me the wrong way because I'm like, I feel like they just want to go back to like a certain like generation of The Bachelor that I don't think a lot of people identify with anymore.
Right, and it doesn't represent the country.
Doesn't represent, you know, Bachelor
or
Nation.
Totally. Yeah. So if that's the case, then so Shanice says 95% of them are blondes.
Honestly, just from a practical standpoint, I have trouble telling them apart. So I love when there's some color, just because when they're all white blonde girls, I'm like, wait, which is that? Katie M, Katie L, Katie R, Rachel T,
Ashley,
Rachel
I, S, Ashley, like, S, Ashley
just
F.
Just practically, like from a practical standpoint, very difficult for
totally.
Me. Totally.
So. No, I get that. I mean, I'll be very disappointed. Well, and if this really is the case, that's going to be very sad. Because we came really far, you know, and then here we are.
I just think that's absurd.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I want to see that. I want to really feel it out. Like, I want day one of The Bachelor, and then I'll make a judgment. Because who knows?
Yeah. I mean,
from the promo.
We're going to have to give them a fair chance anyway. And, you know, I'll just be waiting for that first night, the limo entrances, and seeing who, you know, who stands out, who, you know, gets drunk as hell the first night, because someone
that's
always does.
That's my favorite part, always.
Yeah, seeing, like, who comes out of their shell with a little liquid courage, maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised by who we see.
Yeah, I mean, again, if we're blessed with one more lace, I would really appreciate it. We'll see, that's all I ask. I just want another lace.
That's all you need to tune in. January. Okay. So that's basically all the Bachelor news this week. It's pretty slow, but I feel like in the weeks coming up to January 1st, it's going to get busier and busier.
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, we'll guess we'll see on December 11th what they have to teach us about Ari on that special. But anyway, let's get into the game.
Game I always win. Every time. I'm so good at it.
You are really good at it.
How do I...
Okay, it's another trivia-based one.
Ooh, these
are
hard.
We'll get back into the bios when Ari's... Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for that. For Ari's contestant bios. Yes, fresh material. Okay, first question. Which couple got engaged on season one of Bachelor in Paradise? Claire and Jared, Jade and Tanner, or Marcus and Lacey?
Jade and Tanner.
Marcus and Lacey.
Damn it.
Jade and Tanner was season two.
No, I really thought it was them. I was like,
me too.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yes.
What is Caitlin Bristow afraid of? A, snakes. B, birds. Or C, spiders?
Spiders.
I'm gonna go with birds.
It's birds. And she also has tattoos of birds on the back of her arms.
Wow, I am so proud of myself.
Conquering your fears?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Then in the most, like, drastic way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Who confessed his love for a different girl after his season ended and eventually married that girl? A, Jason. B, Brad. Or C, Alex? Confessed his love for a different girl and then ended up marrying her.
Jason?
Brad.
Jason, Brad, or Alex?
She said Brad.
Okay. What'd you say?
Jason.
Okay, it's Jason.
I know, that's why I said it in a not confident way, because I knew she would copy me.
What? Wait, is Renee winning right now?
Yes!
Shut the front door.
Guys, I'm being manipulative. That's why I said it like that.
Okay, when did The Bachelor air for the first time? 2002, 2005, 2009, or 2012?
2002. 2005, 2009, 2012. 2009.
2002.
Okay, it's 2002.
Wait, did I really say that? I'm sorry. I think I definitely meant to say 2002. I did the math, too. I was like,
17. Okay, it's okay. Oh, last question.
I clearly lost this game.
Last question. Which one of Nick's contestants was an unemployed nurse?
Oh my god.
That was her job title.
That's okay. Amazing.
Alexis, Josephine, Kristen, or Christina? Unemployed nurse. Alexis, Josephine. Kristen, or Christina?
I think it was Josephine.
Josephine. That's correct. What's the final score?
4-2-1.
Wow.
Guys, this is a big day for me. I finally won a game.
Wow, this is very exciting.
No,
thank you.
No, I didn't.
Thank you to everyone playing in the chat. That's so fun. I love seeing you guys playing along. And it looks like all of you guys are right. And so, good job. They all got all the right
answers.
Except
for me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, except for Christine. Someone's got to lose, you know? anyway, so we will be back next week after Thanksgiving. And then we will be doing a brief hiatus in December leading up to Ari so that we come back ready to go, meeting the new contestants. Then we have Winter Games after that, and then we have Bachelorette after that, and then we have Bachelor in Paradise after that, and the whole cycle starts over. So anyway, until next week, which will be our last episode for a few weeks, where can the people find me?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I'm scared that the crows, when they find out, will hate me forever and ever and ever. But that's not what I'm here for.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.